Hi, and welcome to the latest ancient Egypt news from the second week of February. The Giza Governorate Media Center has announced the development of the area surrounding the Grand Egyptian Museum, the GEM, is continuing. The Governor of Giza, Ahmed Rashid, is following up on the project to establish the international tourist walkway linking the GEM and the pyramids area, the center added. This walkway extends for a length of 1.27 kilometers and is divided into three parts, with a width that ranges from 11.5 to 27.5 meters. Rashid assigned the head of Al Haram district to follow up the development on the ground, in coordination with the implementing agencies to remove any obstacles to the project. He pointed out that the General Administration of Giza Traffic, in coordination with the implementing company, has placed information signs in the work area. According to Rashid, the archaeological area includes services next to the new entrance for the pyramids area. There will be a police point, a civil defense building, an ambulance building, in addition to an administrative building for antiquities inspectors and several environmentally friendly restaurants. He also reviewed the follow-up work on the beautification of the entrance to Fayum Road, in addition to the sites and points being supported by green spaces and site coordination, renovating fences as well as lighting, and the development of sidewalks on both sides of the road. Development work includes the Al Ramea Square, expanding the road from the square to the ring road, and developing the area located below the ring road in Kafr Khattati area, starting from the Egyptian Alexandria Desert Road to Mansouria Road. Rashid added that the planting of palm trees, irrigation systems, and electricity work surrounding the GEM has now been completed. The Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities has signed a cooperation protocol with the General Authority for Tourism Development to prepare a strategic plan for the area between Sphinx International Airport and the Saqqara complex. The area selected for development is of great historical and cultural significance, as it encompasses the renowned Step Pyramid and the upcoming Grand Egyptian Museum. The strategic plan will focus on enhancing the tourism experience and attracting investments while incorporating a range of service and entertainment activities. Yumna Al-Baha, Assistant Minister for Technical Affairs and the Minister's Office Affairs and Project Coordinator from the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, revealed that the aim is to position the area as a globally recognised tourist destination, elevating its status on the international tourism map and contributing to the overall goals of the National Tourism Strategy in line with Egypt's 2030 plan. Egypt is in the final steps before finishing the Grand Egyptian Museum project and the development of the surrounding area. The General Supervisor of the project, Atef Mofta, announced the dismantling of the metal structure that has been surrounding the Khufu boat, installed to support it during its transfer in August of 2021 from the old museum next to the Great Pyramid to the GEM. The hull is currently being dismantled in order to prepare the boat and to reassemble the pieces that were dismantled during transportation, which include the oars and the bow and the stern of the boat. Mofta added that work has also finished regarding the placement of the artifacts inside display units or on their bases. Also, the two halls displaying King Tutankhamun's treasures are ready, as well as the grand staircase, which has been open to visitors since December 2023. He announced that by the end of February, all work on the GEM will be completed, including engineering work and organizing the display of artifacts, with the museum ready to officially open its doors. Constructed on approximately 500,000 square meters, the new GEM is located near the Giza pyramids and will house the world's largest antiquities collection belonging to a single culture's heritage. The GEM is set to showcase 5,000 relics from Tutankhamun's collection as well, including over 2,000 artifacts that are being displayed for the very first time. The museum includes huge exhibition halls and is distinguished by its proximity to the Giza Pyramids area and the new administrative capital, which makes it a gateway to Egypt's past, present, and future. It is expected to attract about 5 million tourists annually. The Shanghai Museum in China will host 787 Egyptian artifacts in a massive exhibition taking place from July 2024 to August 2025. The Egyptian cabinet approved recently the holding of an exhibition entitled The Top of the Pyramid, Ancient Egyptian Civilization at the Shanghai Museum in China. The cabinet's media center stated that the exhibition will be held from July the 19th, 2024 to August the 17th, 2025. And finally, with great enthusiasm comes the announcement of the beginning of the excavation work for the Colossus of Amenhotep III project at the 10th pylon of the Temple of Amun in Karnak. The University of Cordoba project is supported by Gaselic Foundation of Melilla. The work of this season focuses on the excavation of possible new colossus blocks within the area, the study of the base and the joints of the massive stone puzzle with the blocks already located. And that's it for this week. This news podcast is brought to you by Ted Laux and GNT Tours. For information on our next tour, please visit our website at gnttours.co.za. There's a link in the show notes. Follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. Thanks for listening to this episode. Please feel free to comment and share. Until next time, thanks again. Cheers. Bye-bye.